Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this John?
Yes.
Hi, John. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We're all... I know. I was going to say, we're almost there. Not that we're counting, huh?
Yeah.
So tell me, what does your business name stand for? It must be an acronym, huh?
Yes, yeah, from my favorite audio book, Rich Man in Babylon.
Oh, it's, wow.
It's the main character.
Okay,
yeah.
It almost sounds like that could be a Bible character, huh?
Well, it's close to it. I mean,
yeah.
It's...
Very cool. Was that his name, the rich man in Babylon? It was Arkad?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I learned something today. That sounds like a Scandinavian, like a Viking name or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Not really. I don't know much about computers. You know, my only issue is having enough equipment to be able to support all the phone calls.
Got it. Okay. So one thing that we have to watch very carefully to maintain our Google partnership is that we do not pick a client for the first page that's going to bite off more than they can chew or get overwhelmed. So for someone like you with limited equipment, we would help you pace the business that's coming in. So let's say, for example, it's trending that you would get 25 new clients each month. Perhaps, you know, that is biting off more than you can chew. So what we would do is we would focus in on the keywords that would give you a smaller volume of high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. And then, who knows, down the road, you might have a whole bunch of more equipment, and you might call us and say, hey, now I want you to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes my way. And when that happens, we'll modify the keywords to focus on volume. I don't want you to think that we're going to, you know, just put you up there and then cross our fingers and hope that you get, you know, business. We'll work with you as a marketing team to make sure that even if you're pacing it very carefully, you're still achieving that high return on investment. Now, how many dumpsters do you have?
Just three right now.
Three. Okay. Well, it's a good starting point.
My moneymaker is my skid steer.
Okay.
And, now it, the mulcher, it has a mulcher on it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it for the skid steer, the mulcher for $190,000.
Okay.
But it'll make about $1,000 a day with a mulcher on it.
Okay. Wow.
You can rent it for $1,000 a day.
Okay. So, you're renting that out right now, right?
Yeah, I would need to be able to get a list of people backed up for about 6 months on
mm-hmm.
the schedule
mm-hmm.
to use that skid steer. So
got it.
If I've got somebody rented it, the only thing is though, one customer could rent it for a whole month.
Yeah.
For like, I'd say about $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have to have no phone calls for that whole month. But,
yeah.
I mean, I could schedule them ahead. But as far as the dumpsters go, you don't make as much as a skid steer, but you could probably make more if you had enough dumpsters to service everybody, you know.
Makes sense.
I could drop 10 dumpsters a day for 300 each.
Of course. That's
3,000 a day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm just new to it. See, I work for a junk removal company right now, Junk Gurus.
Okay.
and they're slacking off on the work, so I'm trying to find other ways to make money.
Oh, good for you. I'm happy to hear that. I love to talk to people that are really good and innovative businesses, and they have, you know, a full-time job and they're working their business nights and weekends. Is your goal eventually to make your business full-time and leave the junk removal company, or are you going to try to, you know, continue to do both?
Yeah, I'm well, they pay pretty good. See, I'm a 1099 contractor for them. I'm not an employee.
Oh, I see.
They still pay. I might make on a good week, I'll make $2,000 a week. But,
okay.
A lot of the jobs are like third floor, nasty. And I'm kind of wanting to just streamline it to dumpsters where I just drop a dumpster and somebody else fills it up.
Yeah.
And I come back and just pick it up, take it to the landfill.
Yeah, that's very smart. Good thinking. Yeah, then you don't get all dirty and you have to worry about that. So the nice thing about this program is with your new in business rate, it's so affordable. So you're not even going to have 10 dumpsters, you know, at $300, you know, each to pay for something like this. Because the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available and we're filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of other competitors that have dumpsters and skid steers, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because that will maximize the amount of work that comes to you, you know. And with your new in business rate, it comes to only about $9 a day to increase your business, because that would bring our pricing all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, John, would be not only your first page listing on Google, but also we're going to program you into some of those popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then one thing you said initially when, you know, we first started talking is, oh, I'm not good on the computer, right? That's the beauty of this. You don't ever have to even turn on a computer to be able to benefit from this, because your customers do. So all you have to do is answer the phone when people call you. And I know that you're going to answer your phone, okay? And we'll even bundle the service with Facebook ads. Google allows us to do that because we're a premier partner. And what that means is that when people are searching for your services in your area, and then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients, you know, found you on Google, how many found you on Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see what zip codes they came from. That way, everything is very transparent. Okay, and, you know, being that this is a monthly program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot today, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, I'm tight on money. I'll be
okay.
Honest with you. So don't know, the amount of bills that I have will make a grown man have a nervous breakdown.
Oh,
I got
no.
A lot going on. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, not me, but I got about...
In general, yeah, in general. I see what you're saying. So, thank
you. I got about $15,000 a month in bills.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I'm not even... I don't know if I'm in a situation to take anything on anymore, payment, you know. But, I mean, I could save your number, and I can call you back when I'm ready.
Here's the thing. I thank you for relaying that to me, because I don't want you to look at this as adding an extra bill to your month, because in reality,
yeah,
it's something that's going to increase your bottom line and bring you revenue and help you fund that $15,000 a month, you know, expenses that you have. So our goal is never for someone to spend $299 with us and then just break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, meaning for every dollar that you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer, because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. So one thing I could do for you, because you're being very honest with me and telling me that it's coming down to dollars and cents, and I understand completely where you're coming from. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you have going out. Because at the end of the day, I can't do anything about your expenses, but I most certainly can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. Okay, so I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. And what he was a little bit different situation. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he had just purchased, like you said, a bunch of new equipment. On top of it, his licensing, his storefront, you could imagine his funds were completely depleted. And so what I did was I worked out the special pricing for him, and he realized if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So, you know, I would definitely be willing to see if we could, you know, put you into the same type of a program. What it would do is it would reduce your setup fee down to just $49, and it would reduce the monthly fee down to $249. So that would actually save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. So what I would have to do is go into, you know, explain your situation, and of course I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, can we move forward?
Yeah, I'll give it a try. See what
happens. I'm so glad. You're going to absolutely love this, John. I am so excited for you. So let me send out this request. And we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I'll usually hear back from them within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, I want to verify your information. So what is your last name?
Hatcher, H-A-T-C-H-E-R.
Okay, and then your email address, please?
Corvette, like the car.
Cool. Okay.
62009
mm-hmm.
at iCloud.com.
Do you have a Corvette?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. when I grew up, I used to be in love with those orange Corvettes they had back in the day. I thought they were the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
These days, they probably look at you funny with an orange car, but back then, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then, yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I hit a button and this didn't save. Let me just make sure that I get in there right. It was Corvette, and then give me the numbers after that one more time, but hold off for a second. I have to go back to that field because sometimes computers have a mind of their own. I want to make sure that it's saved. Okay, so the last name was Hatchett, right?
Hatcher.
Hatcher, yeah. Okay. And then let me see. It might autofill it for me. Oh, it did. Is it Corvette 62009 at iCloud.com?
Yep.
Okay, good. So it's the computer's smarter than I am because it didn't save it, but it did autofill it for me. So that's good. Now, for your phone number ending in 9184, is that the only phone number you have, or is there an alternate one for internal purposes?
It's just the same one.
Perfect. And then we'll even purchase a new 336 area code number that you can use for your business, and it will help you track the calls that are coming in. Since you're not good on the computer, that will be crucial for you because you could go back and listen to the calls for quality assurance. And then for your business listing, is it Arcad LLC? Do you want that displayed on the Google listing or Arcad?
Yeah, I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know.
It's just a preference, John. Some people have an LLC and they want it displayed. Other people don't. I would suggest for you, because Tara sent me over a logo that she found for you, which is a really cool logo with an American flag and your skid steer and your jumpster. And on that logo,
yes,
you do have the LLC displayed. So I would recommend to also have it displayed on the Google listing. That way everything is matching and consistent. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I mean, you don't have to have it, but I would recommend. I think it'll help you. So we'll put it on there for now. And if you ever change your mind down the road or change your logo, then you could always take it off. You know, any revisions you make down the road, they are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And then what is the business address?
2809 Dexter Avenue, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27407.
Excellent. Okay, I started putting that in, and then Google autofilled it, but let me read it back. 2809 Dexter Avenue, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27407?
Yep.
Okay, and you don't have a website yet, do you?
No.
Okay, we can help you with that. Typically, they charge extra for the sites, but I'll make sure that they give you one for free because you're a new business, and I know that things are tight. And so what I'll tell them to do initially is pull that logo that Tara sent me and put it onto your site. If you have any other content, like before and after photos or anything like that, pictures of the skid steer itself, or your dumpster equipment that you want to promote, then you could always send that over to us. If not, we'll just use stock photos just to make sure that everything gets up and running, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting a response because my light is blinking, so let me see what they say here. Excellent. Oh, he said, go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family rate. He's giving me a promo code so I can adjust the pricing. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So that is so awesome. So give me 1 second here, John, because I have to adjust this pricing in two different places. And then I can actually set this up for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I got a debit card.
Okay, and does it have your name on it, or does it have the company name, or both?
Just my name.
Okay, any middle name or initial, or just first and last?
You can put an initial D John D. Hatcher. But a lot of times it's just John.
Okay, but this particular card has the D displayed, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And then is the Dexter Avenue also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4869.
Okay.
3300.
Got it.
0947.
Okay.
9877.
And expiration?
229.
And the code?
512.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm, thank you. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Arcad LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
John Hatcher, Arcad LLC.
And you're the owner, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then as the owner, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. All that means is if you do anything else online, let us know about it so we can ensure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. But you don't have to do anything else online because this is a complete package, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives some business documents in a timely manner. What Google will do is they'll protect you as a small business from a large corporation to come in and kind of steal clients from your area. So the only way to get on the first page is to be a valid business in the area. So that email that I'll send you for the photos will ask you for a business license, a proof of insurance, maybe a picture of a work vehicle with a license plate or an invoice with your address. Don't worry about sending all 7 or 8 items on that list. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. That's enough for us to get you verified. But we do ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days. Do you agree to submit them within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, thank you for that. And then the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 5th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. This is a 3-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 5th of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment, and you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to and understand the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And now I'm looking on the calendar, John, and that client interview is going to take approximately 30, maybe 40 minutes. And they're triply booked for the rest of today, but I do have some openings tomorrow. So we have the earliest in the day tomorrow would be 12 noon. The latest would be 6 p.m. your time. So let me know which would work best, or if you want something in between there, I can probably do like a 3 or a 3:32.
6 p.m. will be good.
6, okay. So I'm going to grab the 6 o'clock appointment, and I will book out an entire hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's for tomorrow, March 6th. And it's, again, not going to take that long, but I give you an hour window just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, because that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Not yet.
Okay,
let me make sure.
Oh, you
I
did?
I got it now.
Okay, so there's a link in that text that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
All right.
Once that page loads, it's going to show you Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then all you have to do, John, is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's three boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized, the second shows you receive text messages, the third shows that you know it's a reoccurring payment, and then once you select those three boxes, you'll have to use the middle initial on this because that's on your billing just so it matches. So John D. Hatcher, and then if all three of those boxes are selected and the name matches, you can hit confirm signature. And then if it goes through, it's going to ask you to log in. It's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't need that username and password right now because that's in your welcome email, but that's a really good sign if you see that login because that means that the e-signature went through.
Yeah, I see it.
Perfect. Okay, then it all went through and you're grandfathered into that pricing no matter what. And then other than that, you are all good to go for tomorrow. So my name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you have our toll-free number on those text messages and those emails that were sent to you. So if you ever call in to make an update, you can just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. But of course, if you want to talk to me directly, you just put in that 777 or ask for Tina, and then it will ring straight back to my desk, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are all good to go for tomorrow at 6, and welcome aboard, John. I am so thrilled that it all worked out for you. So as my director said, I really wish you a very profitable year and have a phenomenal rest of your week too, okay?
You too. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, no problem. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.